Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank. Hi, everyone. Welcome to an in-between-isode where I answer any question that you have about history. Isla asks this question. Why are there no examples of peasant houses from the early medieval period left? The early medieval period, known by many as the Dark Ages. I've probably mentioned a bunch of times in this podcast that I don't like the term Dark Ages. It's fallen out of favor of medieval scholars and other people. If you read a book from 50 or 100 years ago, especially something from the Enlightenment, it would use the term Dark Ages a lot. Why was it called Dark Ages? What does that mean? And then why don't we have any houses from that period? The original term Dark Ages goes back to the Italian scholar Petrarch, who used it in the 1330s to describe the post-Roman period, about 450 AD onward, as dark compared to the light of classical antiquity. And as an early Renaissance scholar, he also considered himself in the Dark Ages too. Petrarch used this term because he considered the scholars of antiquity to be men of genius, and consider that period light, even though many other Christians before him thought of it as dark due to its lack of Christianity. Well, for a long time, scholars considered really any period from about 450 or 500 AD up till the Renaissance in the 1400s, 1500s as being the Dark Ages, where classical texts are lost, the knowledge of Greek is lost, and the forward advance of science does not continue. Well, now scholars have not considered this to be the case because they do recognize scientific advances that do happen in the Middle Ages. You have advances in architecture, so Gothic cathedrals can be built. Advances in the mechanical arts, so that clocks can be built from the 1300s and 1400s onward. You have advances in agricultural technology, so that you have the horseshoe and you have the horse collar and plows, so that instead of the scratch plow that's good for Mediterranean soil, now you have the moldboard plow that can plow up the heavy soils of Northern Europe. The soil can be tilled, farms can be planted, and there's a population explosion that happens. Okay, so when we do use the term Dark Ages, one era where it is favored is from about 450 to 700. And the idea of darkness here isn't that people are ignorant, but during this period, we simply don't have that many texts, and we don't know what's going on. This is partly due to all the different invasions that are happening with Avars, Goths, Ostrogoths, depending on where you are in the former Roman Empire. Monasteries are burnt, libraries are burnt, schools are not being built due to the crash in the economy. So we don't have that many texts, and accounts of this period often come hundreds of years after the fact. And it's only until about the growth of the Carolingian Empire where we start to get more texts and we get more of a sense of what's going on. Anyway, let's get back to why don't we have peasant houses from this period? The reason we don't is because, by and large, they were made of materials that did not last. If you were a peasant and you lived in a house in the early medieval period, they were typically made of sticks, straw, and mud. These were one-room houses where the family often had to share them with animals because they all needed a shelter. And they made the houses themselves because they couldn't afford to pay someone else to build them. If you were a nobleman or noblewoman, you were the lord of your manor, then you lived in a larger dwelling with your family and servants. Here, a house could have two rooms, one containing the hearth that would have been in the main living area, and the other room contained a stone oven. These houses would have been very dark and smoky inside, as there was no chimney and only a small window. The animals would have been kept in a separate building, probably a wooden barn, and another building would have been used to store crops which were grown in the land around the house. So these are materials that fall apart, they degrade, and that's why we have very few dwellings from this period. Advances in fortification technology that lead to the building of large castles in a period after 700, once we get to about 1000s, there's an explosion in these structures. After the Norman invasion of England in 1066, there's a castle building boom that takes place so the Normans can consolidate their land holdings and prevent uprisings from the local Anglo-Saxon population. So this is where you see a lot of these castles coming from, but not the quote-unquote Dark Ages from the 450s to the 700s. Well, once you get into the later medieval period, buildings are made of stronger stuff. The Black Death of 1348 killed a large number of the peasant population, and because of this, landowners were desperate for workers now, and when they needed to harvest their crops, they began offering wages to anyone who would work on their land. Peasants were, for the first time, able to offer their services to the landowner that would pay the highest wage. And with more money, peasants were able to afford better housing, and many now lived in wattle and daub houses. Wattle and daub houses were taller and wider than the simple stick and straw houses. They were first made by constructing a framework of timber, then filling in the spaces with wattle, which are wood-woven twigs. Finally, the twigs were daubed with mud, which, when dried, made a hard wall. Now, these structures were better, but still, it's not concrete, it's not stone, so it doesn't survive into the modern era unlike cathedrals do. These houses would have had none of the things we accept as normal today. No running water, no toilets, no baths, and wash basins. People would have been probably covered with dirt. And beds were simply straw stuffed mattresses, and these would have attracted lice, fleas, and all types of bugs. So anyway, that is the short of why these buildings don't last till today. That's because they were not built to last. Well, thank you so much for the question. If any of you would like to ask me one, you can do so by going to historyunplugpodcast.com. There you'll find instructions, and I look forward to answering anything you throw at me. Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site, historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.